well. Those petty ones can't act with me. Why? Cause I'm a clever girl. We snapping.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Megadon Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Last segment of the game. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, a quarter's worth in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. By the way, how's that price of eggs doing, Dom?
I don't think it's gone down yet. I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, not going down. Oh, my goodness. I saw a great meme, right? Before the election, Republicans and the MAGAs pounding on the down that price of eggs. Afterwards, they've got out their economics textbook, have on glasses, and they're like, let's explain why the price of consumer goods is a very complicated mixture of numerous factors which are not all controlled by the president. Oh, my God. Now there's time for nuance. It's just... all of this to me is so enraging as an economist, as someone who cares about the impact of fiscal and monetary and trade policy on the middle class. When we look back at the history of tariffs in this country, if you are a MAGA supporter and you are listening right now, go check out what happened in the 1890s, okay? McKinley, this guy, oh, he wants to rename Mount Rainier, Mount McKinley. McKinley lost his election because tariffs were decimating the middle class. What tariffs are at their base is basically protectionist policies that benefit very particular winners selected by a president. And through this protectionist policy, it allowed the trusts, you know, these massive trusts and all kinds of corruption to explode in the 1890s. It's what led to the Gilded Age, the one single period of time in our country where wealth inequality was almost as bad as it is right now. And now it's worse now. Wealth inequality is worse now than it was in the Gilded Age. And McKinley lost his damn re-election to Grover Cleveland, who ran on an anti-tariff campaign back then. Wall Street owns the country. Organizer Mary Elizabeth Lease told farmers in the summer of 1890, it is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the government, but a government of Wall Street, by Wall Street, and for Wall Street. I'm sorry, did she say this yesterday? No, it was in 1890 because of the freaking tariffs. Andrew Carnegie, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, they all loved the tariffs. Why? Because it allowed them to profit mightily from the middle and working classes. Again, it allowed for price collusion. This led to basically, again, corruption and these trusts that had to be busted following the Gilded Age. And all of this was prequel for the Great Depression. And then finally, a move consistently to use a progressive tax rate and the New Deal to support a middle class, which then benefited throughout the entire period of time up until Reaganomics took its gruesome hold back again. Like, read the history. Tariffs didn't work.
I think it depends on what your intent is, and you have to define work and success in that.
The middle class and working people, it worked really well. If you were industrialist, you know, conspirator and colluder, that worked fine.
And that seems to continue to be the case. And here's the other thing about these current round of tariffs, as I've seen it. How is this administration defining success? Oh, there's too many drugs and migrants. Oh, okay. So, you know, put a number on that. How many drugs got to get caught? How many migrants are we talking about? At what point do you pull back? Again, this seems to me just a muscle move, right? This is Donald Trump flexing his muscle. And again, if you look at it as an organized crime syndicate, that makes a whole lot more sense. We're putting the squeeze on to try to get something out. But what we don't know is what exactly is success look like for Donald Trump? His supporters can't tell us, and he can't tell us. oh, there's too much fentanyl. Come on, man. I mean, you get a lot of fentanyl in the little bitty package, and a lot of Americans are bouncing back and forth. This isn't just about huge cartels. It's about the consumer base here in this country. What are you doing, Donald Trump, to address that? We have money for health care for those that are addicts and those kinds of things. I'm not real clear that they are going out there and saying we need to invest more in our people. That's not that. So I don't know what success looks like for him other than he gets someone to give him a phone call and, you know, tell him what he wants to hear.
The lack of defined metrics for what success is going to be a major, major issue. But here, I'm going to drop this pin now, Dom. You and I will talk about this again and again and again. One of the most pernicious and dangerous elements of Project 2025 and Donald Trump 2.0, and we're seeing it across federal government, not just crazy flying monkeys, Elon Musk with his access to all federal government employees' personal information and his access to $6 trillion. It's the fact that they are going to dismantle the objective data collection systems and reporting that has been the hallmark of the U.S. federal government for more than two decades. Because if you can't measure it, you can't say that they're not succeeding, right? It will be constant bloviating BS without any metrics. That is the goal. Keep your eye on this issue.
If you can't measure it, you also can't tell if something's missing.
Correct. Stop the data collection. The websites are shut down. They will stop with the objective reporting. The Office of Management and Budget, yeah, that's now run by a lackey, right? The Office of Personnel. All of this is about covering up the grift. Watch where the money goes. And at the end of the day, let's get some honesty. Let's get some humility and some fearlessness around telling the truth. Who's benefiting and who is it costing more? How's that price of eggs, everybody? You want to keep it locked down. Salvia continues with real news and great conversation here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow. I got Judge Susan Crawford at 3 o'clock. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.